The Senate impeachment trial of President Trump continues today as pressure to call witnesses ramps up with new revelations from former National Security Advisor John Bolton. At the same time, the presidential campaign voting in Iowa is now less than a week away. It's this coming Monday. Here to discuss impeachment and its impact on the presidential campaign are WBUR political analyst Democrat Michael Curry, former president of Boston's NAACP. Good morning, Michael. Thank you.
Good morning.
For coming in.
Glad to be here.
And former Republican Governor Jane Swift, who's here in the studio, too. Hi, Jane.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for asking. According to the New York Times, Bolton's forthcoming book includes allegations that the president told him in August that he wanted to continue withholding hundreds of millions of dollars in security aid to Ukraine until officials there announced investigation into the Bidens and other Democrats. This has a number of Democrats on Capitol Hill, including Senator Elizabeth Warren calling for testimony from Bolton. Also on that, here's former Massachusetts Republican governor, now Utah Republican senator, Mitt Romney.
I think it's increasingly likely that other Republicans will join those of us who think we should hear from John Bolton. And whether there are other witnesses and documents, well, that's another matter. But I think John Bolton's relevance to our decision has become increasingly clear.
Jane Swift, outside of Mitt Romney, what do you think it'll take for other Senate Republicans to break ranks and call Bolton as a witness in the impeachment trial?
Well, I think it's critically important. I think this is a crucial time, and I think it's got to look not political. And so I think this would be a great time. Mitt Romney is stepping up and really taking his responsibility seriously. And I think all of those senators who are running for president and therefore will be assumed to be acting in a political way should take a step back and let those whose motives will not be impugned speak up. I think that Susan Collins has made some similar noises about wanting to hear witnesses. And I also believe that the process that is being led by Justice Roberts has made room for rational voices to be heard.
Do you think the Democrats get four Republicans to switch the four that they need in order to get witnesses called to testify?
My advice to the Democrats would be stop being political and partisan and let some good, decent Republicans. Lamar Alexander from Tennessee is not running for re-election, has always been an upstanding individual. Lisa Murkowski, there are some great Republicans who need to hear the evidence and need the space of this not being political to make a sound judgment.
All right, Michael Curry, respond.
Yeah, I don't think anyone needs to twist their arms at this point. I think there's probably a solid three, a potential four or five that may vote for witnesses. I think the critical point here is not being on the wrong side of history. We've had pieces come out from the Bolton book. We anticipate more will come out. You don't want to be that senator that did not decide to hear from a critical witness in this impeachment case. I think about McConnell and this whole trial in the Senate, and I think I would use my Latin Academy education. What a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. There's no intention to have witnesses, and I think he's working diligently behind the scenes to prevent that and diverting, deflecting, evading. And this whole conversation about the Bidens and potentially swapping witnesses is really just is unfortunate that the Senate process is playing out that way.
All right. The campaign and impeachment, separate from not being able to campaign as they sit still as Senate jurors in the impeachment trial, which I'm going to ask about in a moment, are any of the senators running for president, Warren, Sanders, Klobuchar, getting any campaign traction or mileage out of the impeachment trial? Michael, why don't you start on this?
I think it's a difficult one because ultimately they don't want to be sitting in that Senate chamber right now. They want to be in Iowa, on the ground, meeting folks. Every vote matters at this point. Every rally, every forum, every living room you sit in. So it's not helping them. It's actually hurting them. And I think they're trying to make up for that by the surrogates that are out on the road. And they have some amazing surrogates out there for them, but there's nothing like the candidate actually being there.
Jane?
So the interesting thing, most of the headlines that you're reading right now are the fact that Sanders has surged into the lead in Iowa and in New Hampshire. What I think hasn't been noted as much as well, he's maybe lagged a little bit in the national polls. Pete Buttigieg is now a solid second in both of those polls. And I wonder, with the anomalies or the craziness of Iowa voting and everything that's going on with the clash between Sanders and Warren, how that plays out in Iowa a week from today.
Who has the most to lose between Warren, Sanders, and Klobuchar from not being able to be on the ground in Iowa?
I think Warren, only because she seems to be losing momentum in the media, and your ground game is what overtakes a loss of momentum in the media.
Michael Curry, you're shaking your head. Yes. Yeah. Let me ask you this question. Sanders seems to be at this moment in a good position in Iowa, according to the recent polls. If he holds that spot, is second place critical for any of the candidates more than others?
I think the second place, as the governor said, really is critical for Senator Warren. I think, you know, she had traction a few weeks ago, had some momentum in the polls, and she's dropped, I think, some 6 points while Bernie Sanders picked up and Buttigieg is in second place. If she can really get momentum in these last few days and come in second, I think she's still positioned to stay in the race, still positioned to potentially move on to these other caucuses, these other Super Tuesday, and have a chance to win.
Is third or fourth okay? Back in 1988, Mike Dukakis finished in third place and came out of Iowa and eventually won the nomination.
I think it just depends who you are. I would not want to be in third if I was Elizabeth Warren. I'd be thrilled to be in third if I was Buttigieg or Klobuchar.
All right, that'll cap it for us this morning. Democrat Michael Curry, former president of the Boston NAACP, thanks for coming in. Same to you, Republican Jane Swift, former Massachusetts governor. Good to see you both.
Good to
Thank
see
you.
You.